speaking of sports, each and every Wednesday, we go to Easy Ticket Mike right from the get-go here on our nationally syndicated America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and everywhere in between. We're picking up more affiliates, and thank you for your support. Appreciate it. Appreciate all those great emails that we've been getting. Easy Ticket Mike, how's it going in your world?
Oh, it's going great. It's almost time for American football rather than foreign football, but that's coming up here. Spring training starts, or not spring training, summer training. The summer training camps start the end of next month.
Oh, yeah, and of course there's always so much speculation over what's happening in football. There's no doubt in this country, certainly on sports talk shows and whatnot, and gambling-wise, let's face it, and just for people who want to root for their team and go and watch, football reigns supreme. So, yeah, those training camps are getting closer and closer and closer. It's fun because in the beginning of the season, I used to live in Vegas, Mike, and the fun thing is when they put these crazy odds on the board at all the sports books there for whoever it is to win, you know, the Super Bowl, and you'll get these crazy, like I said, crazy odds, 100-to-1 shot, that kind of thing. And you can just kind of bet on some of the teams that are going to be there. Now, the Dallas Cowboys, again, we're a national show. People are listening all over the place. And I've said this before, but I've traveled with the Cowboys when I was covering them. And they're like rock stars. People either hate the Cowboys outside of Texas or they absolutely love them because they have just tons of fans. Their Cowboy training camp should be packed just like the Giants and just like the Patriots. All those teams usually have so many people that come out and watch them, and it's hard to believe we're so close to football again, isn't it?
Yeah, the Cowboys, they moved out of Thousand Oaks, and they're down in San Antonio for their training camp now. And that's where they'll be the end of July.
Yeah.
And they're not really predicted to go very far. They said this year, but that probably means that they will be in the Super Bowl then.
That's right. Don't believe the pundits. It's just speculation and hot air all over the talk radio airwaves. So, you know, it's anybody's guess. Pittsburgh, if they play the way they played last year, they look good, right? Of course, you can't count the Giants out. Who knows with the Patriots, Tom Brady, et cetera, back in the fold. I mean, you never know. Let's put it this way. Right now, everybody listening to us, your team has a chance at the Super Bowl. That's what's so exciting. You get into the season, and then you get a better gauge of it. Now, when we go into the season, I'm assuming, of course, because you have tickets to everything, you'll have tickets to all kinds of games all over the country.
Yeah, we've got a slew of tickets here for the Jones Stadium here in where the Cowboys play. But we've got tickets to pretty much any game in any city, whether it's home or away, and we can get some really good seats for the fans.
All right, so just remember, you go to easy-ticket.com. And, of course, baseball's still in the thick of it, obviously. Now, we've been talking about the Dodgers a lot. Dodgers have been a really fun team to watch, I think, this season. They've had little slumps here and there, but not really when you look at their record. And, of course, the Boston Red Sox, you mentioned it even in your note to me, the Boston Red Sox are right on top in the American League, too. And would you believe, I got a bunch of buddies that are covering the All-Star game. It's just a couple of weeks away from the All-Star game, so now things will really start to heat up, don't you think?
Yeah, usually what happens to the Rangers, I've been following the Rangers here lately, but they've dropped their last five games. They were playing the Razorbacks tonight. I think they were winning, but they've lost. They lost last night to the Razorbacks. But the Rangers, usually they kind of fall apart after the All-Star game because the Texas Heat starts hitting them. The Dodgers, they played the White Sox tonight, and they got beat by the White Sox. The White Sox had six home runs in their game tonight.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. By the way, for everybody listening, LSU with a College World Series title again in just crazy. They're going crazy in Baton Rouge. Tigers whooped up on Texas 11-4. So it's their sixth national title. Quickly, we're almost out of time, but you have concert tickets too. Who are the hot concerts around the country?
Oh, there's a lot of country western stars touring right now. Toby Keith, Brad Paisley, Taylor Swift's out. She's doing a ton of shows in a lot of cities. There's Peak is coming to she'll be on tour this fall, and actually she's coming here to Dallas on my birthday. But I don't think I'm going to go see her. But
skip Clapton, that one.
Yeah, Clapton and Stevie Winwood, they were here last night. They were here in Dallas last night. They were doing a tour. They'll be in Phoenix on Friday, and out in L.A. On Sunday, I think. So they're doing a bang up tour themselves, and Metallica's going. They'll be on tour this fall. So there's a slew of concerts for just about any genre.
Okay, so again, easy-ticket.com. That's where you want to head for tickets. And as he said, whether you're a fan, whatever genre of music, whether it's rock and roll, country, hip-hop, etc., of course, there's all kinds of things that happen in the summer. We talked about it before. Summertime really is one of the big times, obviously, for concerts. By the way, because I got a quick email.